It's very similar to the today's flying, aliens, which sometimes experienced by ordinary people, which they described the occupants of the flying saucers, whatever it is. These are the same description that our ancestors used to describe. But the problem is, the only problem about our elders was that the days before the before Christianity, before European came, our people had shamanism within them automatically. I mean, they develop it very fast when they're young. And they have it, all everybody has it. And some were powerful shamans who have powers to do something, to accomplish which is impossible. Like having to exert fear, or sometimes having to make people hallucinate or cause the illusion to appear into a people which they want to scare off. Or sometimes they used to able to bother somebody with the element, like water or from the atmosphere, or even the element such as thunder and rain and wind. So these are far-fledged things, but they are really there. They were really there. And because they have this power, automatically they never have anything to investigate. They automatically decided this is another shaman's power which I am experiencing. So when they saw the object that flies in the atmosphere, which was balloon shape, sometimes disc shape, they automatically assume this is the power of another shaman to show me how powerful he is. So for that reason, they never investigate because they already assume it's not out of space, it's here. And very unfortunate thing. But they were shamans who did understand the objects that appear in the atmosphere, and understood also they are occupants in it. But the only thing is, there was no word to describe. There was no such word to describe what is it, because it was totally alien to the human form here. So we have those stories. And people, our elders understood those things. But they were never able to tell anyone. Only the shaman, the powerful shaman, understood these things. That's why our people understood stars. That's another part of the story. They understood the universe, the stars and everything. They knew that. That's why they could use it for navigation also. Now we shall come to the end of the story. A few seconds of the tape left. I wanted to say that naturally, our people had acquired the knowledge of astronomy or astrology. I think it's astronomy. I think astrology is predicting things from the stars. Astronomy is knowing the position of the stars and knowing which moves, which not move. Our ancestors, the shamans, understood they were planets, understood the stars that moves. Wait a minute. Our ancestors then used the stars to navigate during the night. And also they could study the stars and understood what kind of the weather they're going to have the coming winter or even for summer. There are many other stories that involve with this astronomy or universe, the bodies of universe. Our people, our shamans understood these things. The only thing is that, you know, they didn't have the language to describe these things. Because shamans live in the bush by themselves. They live in the wilderness. So they never have any gatherings. They don't have the meetings. They don't have any public speaking. So they know all these things by themselves. They have their own education. Just like what the Europeans know today, they know it all.